The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
We express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being able to come this far in the month of Ramadan and to be able to experience the 15th night of the month of Ramadan, which is the night of the birth of Imam al-Mujtaba salamullah alayhi, our second beloved Imam, the first grandson of the Prophet, the first grandchild of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, as-sibt al-akbar, the Imam who has led us in a very critical time in our development as the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. The measures that Imam al-Mujtaba took against the propaganda machine of Muawiyah, against the Ahlul Bayt, were numerous, of course. And they all deserve discussion, and they all deserve us to study, learn, and take advantage of them. I want to talk specifically about one of those measures, which is one of the reasons why Imam al-Mujtaba salamullah alayh has come to be known by the title of Karimu Ahlul Bayt. Imam al-Mujtaba used to have, he would invite people for food, for a meal, and he would feed people generously, not just the number of people, the amount of food, and the, according to what is said, the variety of food that was available. It was partially it's that, and also how he treated people that came to him that didn't even ask for help, some of them being travelers. These are all in a particular context. We want to talk specifically about this area here, because there were other things he did, speeches, otherwise letters, conversations against Muawiyah, against his methods, about what he did to the companions of Amir al-Mu'mineen, against what he had written in the contract or had agreed in the treaty that he signed. There are other measures, so that's something that I want to make clear. This is not the only measure Imam al-Mujtaba took, but it is one of the measures. Imam al-Mujtaba, in some of the accounts that we have and the way he dealt with them, was that the person would come to him and start cursing the heck out of what he felt was a bad person. On this side, you have Imam al-Mujtaba salamullah alayhi. Imam al-Mujtaba is standing, the man is coming and cursing him out, or cursing his father Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullah wa salamu alayhi. Imam al-Mujtaba is hearing this. Imam al-Mujtaba is a mu'min. A mu'min is not supposed to be okay with actual curses against them. This is what we have in hadith. We're not supposed to be okay if somebody just comes out and starts using very foul language that you don't have any issue with it. No, that's not the case. But this is the case is a person is saying those words because they think their understanding is that I'm a bad person. That's a different situation than a person giving me those nasty words because of a personal matter that we went through. Now he hates my guts because I did something he didn't like. Now he's coming out, well, that's where, you know, you shouldn't be okay with them cursing you out like that. Of course, the way you treat that person is not that you necessarily do the same thing, depending on what they're saying and so on. But the idea is the hadith that you should care about what is being said to you, and not just say, oh, it doesn't matter what's being said. Those are about personal disputes, personal issues. But if a person attacks me with words because they identify me as a Muslim, and the reason why they're doing so, I identify as because of their ignorance and being influenced by all of what's out there, Be patient. Not only was Imam al-Mujtaba patient and didn't return their foul language with similar foul language, Imam al-Mujtaba gave it a little bit of time, paused, let him say whatever he wanted. He paused. Then he said, I think you're from out of town. Have you had food? Do you have a place to stay? Have you had a meal to eat? And the accounts that we had, that behavior just changed the perspective of the person. Of course, that's the imam. We may not be able to change a person's perspective with just that one incident where their perspective of Islam changes. But definitely, if that was an ignorant person, if you are patient, and instead of returning their foul language and their misbehavior with a similar conduct, you return it with kindness, like Imam al-Mujtaba did. If you do that, even if the person doesn't say it there, they are deeply affected by that behavior. And it will influence their understanding of Islam, be it that they may not be completely convinced that Islam is actually good. Doesn't matter. That one, the effect is enormous. To be able to communicate with such people, not be afraid, not be intimidated, be patient. That's one thing we said is very important. Communicating and being open to people who don't seem to like us, but we know it's because of the misinformation that they have, which is the dominant majority of those who don't like us. It's because of the misinformation. Be patient, allow, don't worry. Don't be intimidated. Don't feel nervous around such people. God's with you. This person is an ignorant person. Calm yourself down. Be able to communicate. Even if you see something negative, they're looking at you, staring at you. What is this? You know, just talking about, oh, this person was staring, that person was saying he's racist, he's this, he's that. If they're ignorant, just ignore it. Ignore it. Do your thing. Be completely normal, completely fine. That's the patience we're talking about. And then if there's room, sometimes maybe there is, because you can't just show somebody and see they're staring, do you have a place to stay? Or that's not going to work, obviously. That was a particular context that Imam al-Mujtaba told the person. You know, it seems like you're from out of town. When you see maybe an instance where you can actually assist them, you can help them. Help them out. Calmly. Normally, not trying to suck up to them, oh, please accept me, because that's how when some people say, you know, be nice to people, the way they're nice, they see themselves as inferior, and they want to go there and behave in a way so that they think I'm a nice person. Doesn't matter what they think of me, I'm concerned about their thoughts regarding Islam, regarding Muslimin because of their Islam. That's what I'm concerned about. So I don't really care if the person accepts me or not. God says, be kind to this ignorant person. Okay, I'm going to be kind. Imam al-Mujtaba showed to this person, be kind. If you have, above that, if you have a Muslim that says negative things against tashayyu', against the Shia, against the ideology of tashayyu', for the most part, it's based in ignorance. Again, don't be intimidated. And don't be angered. Don't let that irritate you.
Dear listeners of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, Ramadan.
رمضان رمضان ليتك دوما قادم.